As we were just close to the large city wall, a policeman came. He was holding an FN. He stood right in front of the marchers, and everyone stopped marching. And he was joined by two other police officers who were in uniform. It was Mr. Svindi, who is the regional deputy chairperson, and myself, who approached the three policemen and asked what was happening. They told us that we should wait for their senior who was coming to the scene. After 5 minutes, one superintendent, Murungai, arrived, and he asked us why we were staging a procession without police escort. And we said, well, we were also surprised because we informed the police that we would be marching and they should have provided the escort themselves.
Exactly. What are your demands as workers on this particular Human Rights Day?
Yes, we are all aware that Bulawayo has got a perennial water problem. And we all are aware that water is life. And every citizen has got the right to clean water. It is one of our demands that water should be provided for the people of Bulawayo. Because some of the companies that are closing down and relocating, they will always give excuses, including the issue of water shortage. And at the same time, we also are aware that it's not that water is completely not there for the people of Bulawayo. Water is there. We've got water in the Zambezi, and we've got also water in Chavez. So we were really saying we need water to be piped to the city of Bulawayo.